The UN World Food Program says the first shipment of a planned 100 tons of food has been flown to several towns in northwestern Madagascar. WFP spokesman Michael Huggins says people there desperately need food and other supplies.
The situation for many thousands of people in northern Madagascar is quite grave at the moment. They've exhausted a lot of their food supplies over the last couple of weeks.
Northern Madagascar in the past 2 months was hit by two major cyclones that killed 150 people and left nearly 200,000 in need of help. During the same period, three other cyclones and several severe storms also hit the island. The storms caused extensive damage to roads and bridges and cut off communities in the region from the rest of the country. Huggins says the WFP plans to deliver enough food by helicopter to last these people several months.
In that time, we hope that the government and local communities are going to be able to rebuild the bridges and the roads that were washed away or destroyed during the cyclone season so that road convoys can get through again.
The region is an important producer of rice and vanilla, and these crops have also been hard hit by the storms. The humanitarian supplies will allow victims to work in their fields until the next harvest later this year. Meanwhile, relief agencies in Madagascar are struggling to provide humanitarian assistance to an estimated 500,000 people in the southern part of the island. They lost much of their crops this year due to drought, and officials are concerned over declining nutrition levels among the most vulnerable members of this group. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.